your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. Love to serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my
super. Faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is, and he's holding out his hands, but the waves are calling out my name and they're laughing at me. Reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves that keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I'll choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Dude had the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sting and a storm, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd had the chance to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. But the stone was just the right size, put the giant on the ground. And the waves that don't seem so high, from popping and looking down. I will soar with the wings of eagles when I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus singing over me. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory, out of all the voices calling out to me. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Here's what I like to do. All right, Lord, it's got to be New Testament, so I'm going toward the end. Not Bible bingo, but this is how God's saying what our message is today. Okay, we got Mark. Ooh, this is always a good one. That's right. This one opens up to Mark 14 and 15. Actually, I just got to go right with what I'm being drawn right to. So Mark 14, 66 is it. I purposely went toward the New Testament, and I didn't want to go through the fun we went through. Although, you know, oh, here's Mom. So, but last time we, last week I opened it up into Chronicles. Begat, 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 begat. Yeah. And you know, at the time I was thinking, Lord, where are you going with this? So I ended up going, you know, jumping up to, I actually went to Ezekiel is what opened up next for me, which we had something to work with. but actually, in hindsight, I got to thinking about that a little more. And actually, if you think about that, that's actually your identity in Christ, who we are in Christ. Because that's what Chronicles is all about. You know, hey, this is your history. This is where everything came from. Yeah. Well, that was kind of neat. And actually, to build on that, what's God put me to right here? But Mark 14, verse 66, this is where Peter disavows Jesus. Remember where he denies Jesus? So let me just read some of that here for you. So while Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. She said, "You were with that Nazarene Jesus," she said. But he denied it. He said, "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said. And he went out into the entryway. Let's hit the pause button there a second. So check this out. So Peter's been hanging out with Jesus. Peter and the other disciples, of course, have been hanging out with Jesus. And of course, they're saying, you know, "We'll never deny you," right? "So we'll always be with you, by golly." And now the test comes. And what's Peter do? He falls into the human trap. Fear. You know, so he doesn't want to be, he's worried about what might happen. So he denies Jesus. I mean, he vehemently denies Jesus. He just didn't walk away or not say anything. He said, "Nah." So when the servant girl saw him there, this is the second time, she said to him, to those standing around, "Hey, this fellow is one of them." And again, Peter denied again. So after a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." And he began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Can you imagine? Like, this is a guy who saw Jesus doing miracles and all kinds of stuff, but just fear. Fear just overtook him. So, I mean, cursing and doing all that stuff, carrying on. And immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." So Peter remembers this and he breaks down. He breaks down and cries. So, that's just good enough right there. Now, here's what's really neat though, because if you go later on with, I'm gonna get rid of this buzz. I couldn't do it. Oh well. I'm living with it. There's me. What's that buzz? What's that coming from? It wasn't coming from that stuff. But, so Peter disowns Jesus. Now, later, when Jesus returns, all right, Jesus raised from the dead. And Jesus came back and they hung out with them quite often. As a matter of fact, let's see if I can actually get right to that. So we can read a little bit of that if they show it. I don't remember if Mark actually talks about that very much. I'm just looking for the resurrection of Jesus. Mark doesn't go in as much detail as some of the other ones. I don't know if he mentions it in here in this gospel. I have to look at one of the gospels, but later in one of the gospels, Jesus is is on the shore, and the disciples, Peter's one of the disciples, and they're out in the boat fishing, right? And remember, they started as fishermen, okay? So now with Jesus, going, like, well, I guess we'll go back to what we know how to do, you know, because they're trying to figure all this stuff out. But Jesus is on the shore. Remember, he calls out to him. And Peter figures out, hey, that's Jesus. So he says he put on his clothes, you know, and jumped in the water. Well, when they would fish, what they would do is they'd be just like a swimsuit type of thing. But of course, to them, to the Jewish culture, I mean, undergarments was what they considered to be naked, right? A little different than what we consider to be that way. But they considered that to be naked. So when you read about like the seven sons of Sceva, for example, and this is later on through Acts, but the seven sons of Sceva, some guys come in and they said, I command, they were talking to an evil spirit who had possessed a guy, and they commanded him to leave. He said, in the name of the Jesus Peter speaks of, and the demon said, who are you guys? And anyway, he says they stripped them down and they ran out naked. Well, they were in their undergarments is what happened, but they've gotten a struggle with the guy. But anyway, so Peter gets called through the water. And Peter goes through the water and comes, and Jesus has got the hot coals, got the fire going there for the fish to eat. And what does he say? He says to Peter, he says, hey, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus says, feed my sheep. And a little while later, Jesus says it to Peter again. Peter, do you love me? And Peter's starting to wonder what's going on. Didn't answer this question, right? And he says, yeah, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Teach my people, right? A little later, the third time. Well, now Peter's getting a little annoyed, right? He's human. He says, why does Jesus keep asking me? Since Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? He says, yes, Lord. He said, I know I do. He said, go out and feed my sheep. Remember, how many times did Jesus deny Peter? Three times, right? And how many times did Jesus ask Peter, do you love me? Three times. He gave him that restitution. Isn't that awesome? See, there's little nuggets like that in the Bible that, you know, a lot of us miss out on. But that, yes, humility got it. Yeah, see, it is. It is. There's a lot of neat things with that. But that same grace comes out to all of us every day. Every day. We have all kinds of different ways that we fail, we stumble, we curse, we carry on, we get mad at somebody we shouldn't. You know, over what? Over what? Oh, sometimes I'd like to think it's justified, right? Because we're human. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm jumping around a little bit in Mark because I went toward the end where Jesus, where we had the resurrection of Jesus. But before Jesus actually ascended into heaven, because remember Jesus was resurrected, and remember he was resurrected in a physical body. So it's not like he was, you see some of the shows, you know, where you're talking to somebody, you see him walking through walls and all that stuff. Yeah, he could do that, but he was the physical body though, like we are. And he sat down and ate with them. And, you know, I mean, and it proved to them. He said, hey, give me some fish. Give me some bread. You know, I mean, and he ate it. So I could pass through him. You know, like it's on the floor. You know? I mean, he was just proving the divinity of it. But before Jesus actually ascended in front of them, and the ascension was, it wasn't just the 12 disciples. This is like, you know, 500 people or so that actually were gathered around. You know, the bunch of Jews had been following Jesus. And they actually saw him ascend into the clouds. But before he did that, in Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Not believe meaning they reject the message. Right? And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. And they will place their hands on the sick people, and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his words by the signs that accomplished it. So check that out. The last words is recorded by Mark before Jesus ascended into heaven. Here's what you got to do. Go out and tell everybody what's up, and go out and prove that what you're telling them is truth by signs and wonders. Now, unfortunately, you have some people that take some of the scripture to an extreme. They take it out of context. You have some different churches will go ahead who declare themselves to be Christian churches. They'll go out there and they'll be handling snakes and all that based off of the scripture, okay? Say, look, I'm over there, you know? And you probably have read some stories about some of those scriptures that have been bitten by some of these snakes and died, okay? So tell me where that guy's faith is, right? It's like, huh? What are you doing? You know? Because you remember Jesus, when he was tempted by the devil, Jesus spoke scripture back to the devil and said, hey, don't test the Lord your God. Even though this states that this won't harm you, that's a test. That's a test. It's like, yeah, let's see what this God's really going to do for me, right? Oh, my goodness. It's an interesting, it's a very interesting thing. Very interesting. So, interesting how God tied and pulled all that through together from last week through here. But God always delivers, doesn't he? Oh, so what have been your trials? What have been your trials this week? How you been doing, Debbie? So, Lord, we thank you for another Thursday, another week, right? Just another week to go through all of our trials, all of the busyness that comes with the week. And Lord, we thank you just for your strength and for your peace. And I thank you, Lord, especially for the busyness that Scott's been enduring. And that can just let him see an end. Because once there's an end, then he can see a beginning. But we pray for that for you, Brother Scott. Just peace, man. Just peace. Just strength and endurance through the heat. Yeah. We're still lifting you, man, for them feet and everything else that's being funky down there. It's just not working right. Yeah, because God can do it all. Prayer is powerful. It carries through. It carries through. And Lord, I thank you that you give more for Brandon. This music therapy thing he's pursuing is awesome. It's a great thing. He's looking to bless people. Bless people and just touch them with that gift that you gave every one of us. You know, because music, we've heard it said, music soothes the 70 degrees. We thank you, Lord, that more of that through Brandon. Take care of that voice for him. Take care of that cough, that junk, in the name of Jesus. Be made whole, brother. Be made whole from that stuff. All that stuff. Ability for earth. Years and blessings, many, many more to come. Thank you, Lord, your skin is made fully whole from this rash and this, from this rash and all the other stuff, Lord. I thank you that she is made fully whole. Fully whole. There it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to try potato on that too? The potato prayer. But Lord, we thank you for Mom and just for energy for her. Just energy to endure. It's a great thing to get together with friends. But there's a lot of work to it, too. A lot of work before and after. So just give her that peace so she can enjoy that time, Lord. Just keep her focusing on the now. On the now. The joy of the now. The joy of the now is a good and gracious thing. Oh, and Linda's, we're lifting up Ruth. That's right. God bless you, Linda, for lifting up friends. Lifting up friends. So we thank you, Lord, for clarity and truth. For Ruth, that you just reveal to her, Lord. You just touch her heart. Touch her heart and set the captives. Keep the captives free. And we thank you, Lord, for our sister Debbie here. Thank you just thank you, Daddy, for the peace that you've been giving her. Sleeping through the night. We're proclaiming that for you every night moving forward. Just the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. And we thank you, Lord, that she has a heart for others. She's lifting up, and we're lifting up Angie. Angie, for this junk that's been messing with her spine, with her eyes, this crone stuff, we command that it be crushed and gone in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that Angie is made fully whole in the glorious name of Jesus. And Lord, for Aunt Frances, it's just clarity for her, Lord. Just give her that peace, and know that you are real. Give her a touch, Lord. Give her that looking forward, that joy in peace for her, Lord. Because we're, man. So let's let that word, the scriptures to the word, just let it speak your heart. Speak your heart. It's not a final ending. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. We've got... Now, this you're going to like. You're going to like this song. You guys already heard it, didn't you?
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand, but the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves that keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of 1,000 warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is
for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. But the stone was just the right size, put the giant on the ground. And the waves that don't seem so high, the top of them looking down. I will soar with the wings of eagles when I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus singing over me. With the voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. The voice of truth. I will listen and believe. I will listen and believe the voice of truth.
After the fact, because I forgot.